West Midlands Police Forensics Lead, Sonia Parkinson, has been called to investigate the discovery of a body at a waste site. A search of skipyard records shows that the freezer was dropped off by a council removal team. With the body removed for a post-mortem, Sonia and the team begin to search the freezer. The sample could provide a DNA profile of the deceased, but there's a risk its DNA value might already be lost due to decomposition. The bags which arrived with the freezer will be examined for any evidence which may identify the deceased or the person who placed the body in the freezer. With the site search concluded, the freezer can be removed to look for clues of who the deceased is and how they died. The forensic post-mortem begins with an initial examination of the body. Forensic pathologist Dr. Matt Lyle notes physical characteristics which could help identify the deceased.